And this 95-year-old man went to go see his doctor. And he was pretty excited, and he goes to see his doctor and says, "Doctor, I got some news I got to share with you." He says, "I want you to know my wife is pregnant." Now, understand, he married a younger woman. And he's like really bragging and excited that his wife is pregnant. And the doctor stopped for a moment and kind of looked and said, "Well, let me tell you a story about a man." He said, there was this man. Now, he was a little absent-minded, but he wanted to go to Africa. And he went to Africa to go on a safari. And on the safari, he came across a lion. And he took out his golf club instead of his gun. And he shot the lion and killed the lion. The 95-year-old man said, "That's impossible." And the doctor said, "Exactly." You have to think about that one for a moment. We were on vacation this summer, and we were playing a game. And the game asked, one of the questions it asked is, what is the largest or the biggest thing on the earth? What's the biggest thing on the earth? And I heard my daughter, I'm not going to tell you which one, but I heard one of them mumble under their breath, "A man's ego." And she might be right. Because we have a tendency to think more about ourselves than what we really are. Just as that 95-year-old man had the wrong idea about his abilities, when it comes to human wisdom, we're really not as wise as we think we are. We think we know all truth. We think we know it all, and we've got everything figured out. But reality is, we don't. And that's the problem with human wisdom. The only one who knows all truth is God. We live in a day where man thinks he knows the truth. That truth, well, it lives inside of us. It's how we feel about a thing or two, or what we think about a subject. And nothing could be further from the truth. That was a pun, ha ha. Today, I've been carrying this message around in my mind for about 3 months. And I've been waiting, and I was really disappointed I couldn't preach this last Sunday. Because I really just feel like this is a message that needs to be shared, not just with us, but with the church as a whole and the country as a whole. I think if there's a message that you would go back on Facebook and share again, this would be one of those. Because I think this is a very pertinent message for today. Because I think one of the things that we do, maybe at night, when we stay up at night and we're thinking and our mind's going, is, how can I communicate truth? Or how do I know truth to be able to tell it to my kids and my grandkids? I had a young mother ask me a few weeks ago, and asked me, said, "The world is so mixed up. How am I going to raise my child in this world? How am I going to let my child know what is right and what is wrong? And how are they going to be perceived in the world that they live in?" Let me just start by giving you a simple definition of truth. Truth is God's view on any subject. Truth is God's view on any subject. Let me say it again. Truth is God's view on any subject. If you're going to tweet something out, that would be a great thing to tweet out. If you're going to say amen, that would be a great time to say amen. Right? Truth is God's view on any subject. I don't get to decide what truth is. There's no such thing as my truth, your truth. It doesn't matter what I feel or think about a subject, or what my perspective is. It doesn't matter what my belief is. Why? Because truth is God's view on any subject. for those who would like a more educated definition, for our, those of you who have your masters and your doctorates out there, here's a more educated definition. Truth is the absolute standard by which reality is measured. Now, the question is, let me read it again just so you'll get it. Truth is an absolute standard by which reality is measured. The question is, who decides what the absolute truth or standard is? Who gets to decide what the standard is for absolute truth? And that's what's being argued over in our country today. That's what's being fought over. And I want to contend to tell you today, it is my thought that the one who decides what absolute truth is, or what the absolute standard is God himself. That only God can determine what the absolute standard of truth is, because he is the one who created our world. And because he created us, then he has the right to say how this world ought to be run and lived, and what truth is and what truth is not. That he is and sets the standard for truth. No one knows more than God knows. Isaiah 55, this is a good passage. I quote from this often, and you probably may be tired of me reading from this passage, but I love this passage from Isaiah 55. It's one of my favorite in the Bible. It begins in verse 8 because it really just reminds me of how big God is. Verse 8, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord. And my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine." Think about that for a moment. What does it mean that my thoughts are higher than your thoughts? Well, whatever thoughts are God's thoughts are true thoughts. And where God's thoughts are equal truth. So what God is saying is, my truth is much higher than your truth or your standard of truth. Verse 9, "For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. The rain and the snow come down from heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to. It will prosper everywhere I send it." Think what God's saying here. He's saying, in verse 11, "It's the same with my word." What is his word? His word is truth. And he's saying that if my truth is followed, it will produce something good wherever it goes. In other words, if you will find and discover the truth of God, then your life will prosper. Your life will be blessed. If we follow his word, his truth, then our lives will be blessed. So we should follow his truth. Back in the early 90s, there was a movie that came out called A Few Good Men. And it was fought, and Tom Cruise was in it, and Jack Nicholson was in it. And Jack Nicholson was on the stand, and Ted Cruz was questioning him. And Jack Nicholson, if you saw the movie, you probably remember the scene because they were staring at each other intently. And Jack Nicholson looked at Tom Cruise and said, "You want answers?" And Tom Cruise looked back at him and said, "No, I want the truth." And Jack Nicholson looked at him as only Jack Nicholson can say, "You can't handle the truth." And I think we live in a world that can't handle the truth. I think we live in a time, in a culture, that can't handle the truth. When truth is told, we want to change the truth. We want the truth to fit our life or our lifestyle. Again, truth is God's view on any subject. One of the greatest challenges we face is to accept God's way of thinking. If we align our way with God's way of thinking, then we'll reap the benefits. Isn't that what he says in Isaiah 55, 10 through 11? Again, the rain and the snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It's the same way with my word or my truth. I send it out. It always produces fruit. It will always accomplish all I want it to do. And it will prosper everywhere I send it. How do we know what truth is? Well, Jesus tells us in John 17, 17. Jesus said this. He said, make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. So where does truth can be found? Where does it come from? It comes from his word. What is his word that's left for you and I? The word of God. If I had another hand, I'd have my Bible up here and I'd hold it up right here at this point. Because the word of God is where we discover and find truth. It holds all absolute truth. It tells us what God thinks about a subject. It's God's view on any subject. Truth is not found inside of me. Truth is not found in my feelings. It's not found in a poll that can be taken. The truth is only found from the Word of God. And the Word of God is the absolute standard by which reality is measured. Jesus said this in Matthew 4:4. People do not live by bread alone, but what? But out of every word that comes from the mouth of God. In other words, we wouldn't live one day without God speaking truth. Do you realize without his words, the sun would not rise in the morning? Without his word, man, the tides of the ocean would not come back and go back and forth. For he sets the tides of the ocean. His words cause plants to grow and produce food that we eat. Without the consistency that comes from the truth of God and his words, we couldn't even make it one single day. When we realize God's standard of truth is just, and that is how it determines whether we live or not. If it's good enough for us to live our every day, then it's good enough to follow his truth, if that makes sense, on all the decisions in our lives. We're living in a day where we're being deceived big time by lies and partial lies. We're being deceived by people promoting agendas and ideologies and philosophies that are contrary to the Word of God. Truth, again, is what God thinks about a subject. We are starving for truth. We live in a culture that has more knowledge than any culture before us. We have more knowledge than we've ever had. And it all comes from that little box we carry around. You can literally find out anything you want to know about anything from that phone that you have. In my day, if you didn't know something when you were a child, you wouldn't ask your parents what they thought about a subject. Not today. You just Google it and find the answer. Sometimes you go to your parents and your parents will say, go look in the encyclopedia books. Remember those big books that used to be across and the salesman would go around and sell, and finally your mama would save enough money to buy a set and you had it in your house, right? And that's where all truth was. You went to go find all knowledge out of those books. Now we have more knowledge than those books could even contain. that we carry with us wherever we go. Knowledge isn't our problem. It's how do we apply the knowledge. It's the truth that we suffer for. God even warned us that there would come a day that there would be a famine of truth. In Amos chapter 8, verses 11 and 12, the time is surely coming, says the sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread or water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. What are the words of the Lord? Truth, right? Because what God speaks, what God thinks about a subject is truth. So there's going to become a famine of truth. People will stagger from sea to sea, wander from border to border, searching for the word or searching for truth of the Lord. But they will not find it. God is saying there will come a day, and I believe we're living in that day, where you can't find truth, where truth is hard to find. And people are having their own opinions, and they go back and forth. And therefore, we stagger like a culture or like a nation going back and forth. You ever remember those old movies where there would be the cowboy would be out in the desert, and he would be like lost, and he would be trying to get some water, trying to find that oasis, and he'd be hungry, and he would be staggering. He'd just be kind of like going over here, and then over here, and he couldn't walk straight, and he couldn't stand straight, and he'd stagger back and forth. What a picture that is of how we are today. One minute, we're all on this. The next minute, we're over here on this issue. Then we're over here on that issue. And we're staggering back and forth. No wonder countries around us laugh at us and say we're weak because we're the staggering country. We're the country that has no absolute truths anymore. We go back and forth. The only way we find absolute truth is to look to God. Because God knows absolute truth. Because again, the meaning of truth is God's view on any subject. Then anything that is contrary to truth, that is not found in the scriptures, is just an opinion. And opinions are everywhere today. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone has a belief. Everyone has a perspective. And every opinion is given the same weight and is to be considered valid. We're told that our opinions matter. After all, they're your beliefs. They're your thoughts. That's your perspective. Maybe next week I should have my wife come help me turn these pages. An opinion, therefore, we stagger back and forth. When God has been so gracious to give us a standard to live by, and yet we want to ignore that standard, and yet we want to reject that standard and say, we don't need you, God. We don't need your standard. We can have our own opinions, and our own opinions are valid, and therefore we do not need you. So it's crucial that you and I and the culture that we live in, that we live according to the Word of God. That the truth is proclaimed in His Word. We must live according to the Word of God. Matter of fact, Jesus said this in John 10:35. He says, and you know that Scripture cannot be altered. We're living in a day where we're trying to change truth, even truth in the God's Word. And Jesus would tell you, you can't change my Word. We live in a time where we want to change the Word of God based upon how we feel. We want to change it based upon our moral instincts, based upon what we think is right and wrong. But there's a huge problem there because we're basing upon our conscience, upon our thinking. And our thinking is based upon what? based upon the knowledge we put into our conscience. And if we're putting faulty knowledge into our conscience, and we're putting faulty knowledge into our mind, then what is coming out is incorrect standard of right and wrong. You see, we think and feel because, and we think and we feel like, well, we feel like this is right. But because it's based upon things that we've been thinking about that are wrong, then it seems as though it's right, even though it's wrong. Because what we have been feeding ourselves and feasting on is wrong. What can we trust? Who can we trust? In the day we live in, the only one we can trust is God, and the only thing that we can trust is the Word of God to be our standard. God's Word is truth. Matter of fact, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 through 21, because of that experience, Peter said, we have even greater confidence in the message proclaimed by the prophets. You must pay close attention to what they wrote, for their words are like shining in a dark place. That's what it is today. I mean, the Word of God, it shines like a bright light in a dark world. Until the day dawns and Christ's morning star shines in your heart. In other words, until His return, we've got to hold on the truth and let the truth be that shining light for us. Verse 20, above all, you must realize that no prophecy in Scripture ever came from prophets' own understanding. It didn't come from what they thought truth was. It came from the thoughts, from the very thoughts of God. For only God knows truth. Above all, you must realize no prophecy in Scripture ever came from the prophet's own understanding or from human initiative. No, those prophets were moved by the Holy Spirit and they spoke from God. The Bible is not the words of men. It's the words of God. It's what we hold on to. It's not based upon man's opinions, man's perspectives, man's thoughts, or man's beliefs. It's all based upon what God thinks. 2 Timothy 3:13 through 17. Paul wrote this to Timothy, a young minister. He said, but evil people and imposters will flourish. They will deceive others and will themselves be deceived. Isn't that today? But you must remain faithful. You must remain faithful to the things that have been taught. You know they are true, but you know you can trust those who taught you. That's why I'm so dogmatic about teaching you the Word of God. I don't want to be a flippant about the Word of God. I want you to have a good understanding of the Word of God so that when you go back and say, what is truth? You can look at God's Word and you can go back now to Ephesians and pull it apart and go, I get it a little bit better now. I understand it better today. I think we're doing a great disservice in the church when we preach cliches. I see it all the time. Here's a cliche, it's a good cliche, it's a truthful cliche, and then we just back up that with Scripture and we preach it. When we need to be preaching the Word of God, because we're getting ready to go in a time where the church will go underground maybe, and we need to know the Word of God. And the more the Word of God we can be placed in you, the stronger you're going to be, the more you're going to know the truth. That's what he's saying here. He's saying, verse 16, all, not some, not parts, all Scripture is inspired by God. It is useful to teach us what is true and make us realize what is wrong in our lives. In other words, he's saying, Scripture is where we find truth to know what is right and wrong. He says it corrects us when we are wrong and it teaches us to do what is right. Verse 17, and God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. We change our lives when we conform to the Word of God. When we focus on the Word of God, we know what is right and wrong. It's not based on how we feel. It's not based on my opinion. It's not based on my thoughts. It's based upon the Word of God. When our kids were younger, one of the things we tried to do is we tried to tell them why we do what we do. We do it because this is what God thinks about this. This is what God says to do. My wife was very careful to tell me, Lee, we need to make it not just because your mama and daddy said so, but we are under the Word of God. And we are going to obey the truth. And we're going to follow the truth. And I know my kids will say, but Dad, you don't understand. Growing up in a pastor's home, we were different. And I really don't think I'd live my life any different, whether I was, quote, a pastor or I wasn't a pastor. Because I wanted my home to be a home that was based upon the truth of God's Word. We do things because this is what we find to be true in God's Word. And that's why we do what we do. I put God as the authority, not us as the authority. So when they have an issue, it's not with mom and dad they have the issue with. It's with God that they have the issue with. Because God has the ultimate authority. God holds the ultimate truth. Right? There are reasons why the ungodly are finding such success in manipulating the truth. And the reason is simple. We no longer know the truth. We no longer know the Word of God. We have fallen away. So we're easy to be manipulated. We're easy to be confused. We're easy to be uncertain. But the Word of God will stand forever. Matter of fact, you know the scripture well from Isaiah 48. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the Word of God stands forever, right? Whether this nation decides to follow God and return back to God, or it tries to rewrite what is right and wrong, God's Word will remain. And those that follow it will know truth. And eventually it will be the standard by which all mankind will be judged by. Because only God knows absolute truth. So, if you were sick and you had a bad pain in your stomach, your abdomen, and you went to the doctor and you told the doctor and said, Doc, I've been having this bad pain in my stomach, and they start running some tests, and they finally can say, let's do a CAT scan and see what's in there. And they do a CAT scan, and the doctor comes back and says, you know, why don't you just go home and take a few Pepto-Bismols, and you'll be okay in a few days. But the truth is, you have a tumor in your belly. But he doesn't want to tell you the tumor because he knows it will make you upset. So he just tells you, go take some Pepto-Bismol. You know, you'll be okay. In a few days, you'll feel better. Well, you'll go home first saying, oh, that's good news. But eventually, that tumor is going to kill you if something's not done. That's the position we're in almost as a church. Because everybody wants us to be told, we're all okay. You're okay. I'm okay. We're okay. We're all okay. Right? But when you speak the truth, it's not because you want to upset the person. It's because you love the person. And you want the person to know the truth, because the only way you're going to be set free is to know the truth and live by the truth.